Purdue on Sage Grouse, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Do you remember this several years ago?
Taking the oath of office to be the Secretary of Agriculture, quite an honor.
There could be no better person to be our Secretary of Agriculture. A man known, trusted, and respected by your industry. Thank you very much, Secretary Purdue.
And speaking of the Secretary, he just announced the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Forest Service proposed changes to how the agency manages greater sage-grouse in Colorado, Idaho, Nevada, Wyoming, and Utah after hearing concerns from states and land users. The changes strive to improve the clarity, efficiency, and implementation of the current sage-grouse plans. The Forest Service continues to promote our multiple-use mission while ensuring conservation of greater sage-grouse habitat, said the Secretary. He continued, "We are sharing the stewardship of the lands with Western state governors. Their extensive participation throughout this process was the key to landscape-scale conservation that aligns our policies and practices across local, state, and federal jurisdictions." The Forest Service published the final environmental impact statement in the Federal Register, and the objection period will last 60 days from the date of the publication of the notice of availability. After considering objections, the Forest Service intends to continue the planning process by issuing a final decision document regarding the revised planned amendments this fall.
David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.